Welcome to the Whitwam Wealth Real Estate Podcast. Today's topic, passive income.
Welcome to the Whitwam Wealth Real Estate Podcast with Scott Whitwam, your blueprint to financial abundance. Settle in as we explore the mindset and methods for wealth building through real estate.
Welcome back. Today, we're going to be talking about passive income. Passive income is income generated from investments or business activities in which the individual is not actively involved. Many years ago, a business associate of mine told me that the greatest achievement a business person could achieve was making money while they sleep. He would say anybody can make money while they're awake, but doing it while sleeping was what separated the average from the wealthy. Over the years, I've enjoyed the fruits of such labor, and I can tell you that making money while sleeping is much easier than making money while awake. Digging ditches, pouring concrete, showing homes, selling cars, all of which I have done. Last night, I went to bed. When I woke up, I had generated passive income. And this is what we'll be discussing on today's episode. In real estate, there are many ways to generate passive income. One way can be what we call buy and hold. You might call it rental acquisition. This requires you to purchase with cash or leverage, and you hold a greater stake in the responsibility for the property. Another way can be by cash or leveraging investment through a joint venture in a buy and hold, a fix and flip, a transactional deal, or private money project. I'm very fortunate today to have a passive real estate investor with me. And the reason I invited this guest, he's not the largest investor. In fact, he's someone who had never invested in a fix and flip property before we had met. Someone who had never remodeled a home. Someone who had been hit by an investment scam years ago. And someone who is old enough to receive Social Security. He's the poster child for if I can do it, anybody can do it. Let me welcome to the podcast, Dr. Thor Strandholt, retired and refired. Welcome, Dr. Strandholt.
Thank you so much, Scott, for inviting me to be on the podcast today. And I've always been interested in real estate, and I've always wondered, well, what can I do to make money in real estate, but with little or no risk?
Well, I'm real excited that as we get into this topic, I think it's being great. And again, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Well, when you retired, did you ever think you would be involved in flipping homes?
Well, let me put it to you this way. Over the years, my wife and I have purchased many homes, but they were for our own personal use. We even invested in commercial real estate, but that was for my practice as a doctor. This is what I did. And but I've never gotten into flip homes before. And so this is all... When I met you, you had to introduce me to it, and it was all new to me because I had never done it before.
It's very interesting because it certainly is a different process. The issues, or let's say the requirements that you and your wife had, is you wanted liquidity, which is hard to do through rental properties because in general, most rental properties you have to hold for quite a while. But fix and flips, generally you can turn over in less than a year. So let's talk about risk and security, because that was pretty important to you and your wife. When we first talked about you being an investor, this was a concern. How do you manage risk and security in a fix and flip environment?
Yes. You know, we were very cautious about wanting to get into something new and not sure what we wanted to put our money into. But when you explained to us about what the flip flipping a property is all about, we gained some trust because we believed in what you were saying, and we believe in character and we believe in integrity, but we also didn't want to invest in something that we would lose our money at. So because of you, we got a better understanding of what fix and flip was all about.
How did the system or the experience that we offer through our teaching, our coaching, and involvement? How did that help you guys?
Well, it helped us quite a bit because first of all, you had the experience that we needed to know about fixing and flipping, but we also wanted the security in the investment that we had, because we had a bad experience in the past, and you set our mind at ease, and you explained things so well to us that we were not hesitant about taking that first step.
Yeah, there's a lot of wildcats out there, a lot of investors who provide investments, but a lot of them have a lot of flip, and I mean a lot of risk, but very little security. You know, and it brings a black eye onto real estate investing and keeps a lot of people away from it. And I know when we talked about this, especially your wife, you know, she was like, well, what is it going to look like? What's it going to be? And so I think that if it's done right, we can bring some security, minimize risk, and then bring some confidence that helps with the process.
That's very, very true. When you have somebody, though, that you trust and that you know the integrity and the character of the person, it makes it easier to take that first step.
Okay, so what about returns? Return on your cash investment? Because ultimately, this is why somebody would want to get into becoming a passive investor, make money while they sleep. You know, for years, banks have been paying around 1% and sometimes even less, way below the rates of inflation.
Over the years, the projects that you've talked to us about and the type of return that you told us about really became very interesting to us, because banks and credit unions and so on, they offer very little return on your investment. So we've learned now over this time of being involved with the projects you've introduced us to that we can feel confident and comfortable about moving forward with these different projects.
What would you say that the average rates of return that you guys have experienced have kind of come in at as far as a percentage rate?
You mean with banks and credit unions?
No, with the investing in the flip properties you've done.
Yes, well, we've done very well, and we're so happy that we did take that first step and move forward. We're talking 10 to 12%, and I don't know anywhere else where I can go and have that kind of a return on my investment.
Yeah, that 10 to 12%, it's a great rate of return. You know, I mean, certainly is beating inflation and something that, you know, helps obviously in your situation with a refirement account. And I say that because you always tell me that you're not retired, you're refired. This is your next season of life, and you're out being active. So really there's no limitation then on the amount of money other than the limit on the amount of money that you're willing to invest with regards to passive income.
Yes, and my wife and I get to choose how much we want to invest in whatever project we're investing in. And you present us with the opportunity, you present us with the facts, and it helps us to make the decision which project we want to get involved in.
And I kind of enjoy that with you know, joint venture type investors, you know, because it's not me coming to them and going, okay, I've got this project. You have to come up with $250,000 or you have to come up with $300,000 to be a part of this. You've been able to come in at different levels. So, you know, just an investor maybe like you who's retired, or maybe somebody who's looking to do something on the side, they have a full-time profession or job. I mean, at what levels, I mean, can people come in? I mean,
People can come in at $10,000, $20,000, $50,000, whatever amount they want to come in with. And that's what makes it so nice and comfortable to decide which project we want to do.
It's nice when you get to determine, you know, what it is that you want to invest in a project. I mean, I know some people are out there, they're advertising 18, 15% passive returns. Many of these I've looked at, the gurus, these investments. And from my perspective, they have way too much risk for the returns that they're offering. You know, there should be a balance between risk and reward, you know, so that you're not the one putting up all the money, taking all of the risk, and getting very little reward when whoever's managing the project is making all the money.
Absolutely. I really believe in that. And just to have that opportunity to do it is like a new part of our life has begun, and we get to invest, we get to see a return on our investment, and we just feel comfortable doing it.
Since this is passive investment strategies that we're talking about, you know, how involved do you get on any given investment project? Since, like I said, it is a passive investment.
Well, I am the type of person that I got to see what I'm investing in. I want to look at the property. I want to see what the deal is. I want to know what the terms are right up front. And when I do that and I feel more comfortable with that, I want to make sure that project succeeds. I mean, you know, let's face it, I'll go out there on the project and I'll move wood around. I'll sweep the floors. I'll do whatever I can to help that project succeed.
Yeah, and you have. It's very interesting because you physically show up on some of the projects that you're invested in. And it's kind of a neat situation because, you know, on the construction side of thing, my construction crews, they actually enjoy having you there because you do. You jump right in. I mean, you jump right in. You're saying, what can I do? And whether it's sweep the floors, whether it's move lumber, you know, any of those type of things that you're all in, you know. And so, in fact, is thinking back on that, you know, because obviously there was a time when you did your first deal, you know, you weren't thinking about, hey, I want to be able to passively invest, make some money, and I want to, you know, go help out and, you know, be part of the construction crew and just, you know, put my hands in the project. You know, when you guys first looked at coming in and being an investor, you know, what was the most important thing to you guys?
Security.
Okay.
We wanted to make sure that our investment was secure. And because of our previous experience of making an investment, we lost everything we had at the time. And we swore we would never do that again. But since we got involved with your projects and being part of it and, you know, boots on the ground kind of thing, it's really reinforced our feeling of, well, let's do this again, you know. And I like it because when we're done with a project, we get our money back. And then you ask us if we want to come back into another project, and we say, yeah, let's do it, you know, because of the experience we've already had and the integrity of your business, we don't have any hesitation about getting back involved.
You are pretty unique as a passive investor. In fact, as I remember that years ago when we had a project and we had talked about, you know, how we coach passive investors into becoming successful in real estate, whether they haven't done it or done a few deals and just haven't gotten traction, or we even got some passive investors who got big portfolios that we help with coach and get them to their next level. But it was really interesting because I was almost a little bit taken back when you said, yeah, we're interested, but my wife and I want to come see the house. And I was like, well, that's strange. I've never had that request before. But now you're not the only one that's done that. I've actually suggested it to other people who want to get involved in a project. You know, we've been friends for many years now. And, you know, I kind of expect this. I say, hey, this is what we've got going on. Are you guys interested in being involved in this project? And let me talk to my wife and see when we can come take a look at it.
Absolutely. And when you introduce us to the different, you give us all the information we need to make the decision. I think that's very, very important because there are a lot of people that make investments, but they don't really know for sure what are they really investing in. But you make it so clear and you make it so easy and you give us all the steps and you tell us the whole story. And that way we have more of a comfort in the project that we're doing.
Yeah. And we try to employ that when we're coaching even our investors who are the ones out working with, you know, with money funders or passive investors like you, because we, you know, they may take on multiple investors, is to look for ways to make the investors comfortable, not in a, you know, trying to hide anything. Show them everything. Let them come out, let them see the property. Tell them what your plan is. Tell them what the exit plan is. Tell them what the length of the project might be. Give them the comfort so that they're not only comfortable with giving the money, but they're comfortable with the project. Because this is not about doing just, you know, one deal. For me, this is about how can we work together for a long period of time so that everybody wins and everybody makes money in the process and everybody has the comfort that they need in order to do, you know, more. Because let's face it, the more money that we make, the more money that we have to do the philanthropic things that we do, you know, the fun things that we want to do, and then obviously to be able to invest more.
Yes, and that's why I really want to thank you, though, for taking the time to explain it to somebody like me. You make it easy for us to understand, and that gives us more confidence in moving forward and doing more projects with you.
All right. And for, you know, as far as my construction crews, because I mentioned that a minute ago, what have you found? I mean, what's kind of the thing that you enjoy about being around the construction crews when you show up?
Well, I want to tell you that I see the before and the after in the projects. I see the workers doing their work, and when I come in and I say, well, what can I do to help you? You know, it's like they're taken back by the fact that, who is this guy? He's out here wanting to dig in and help with a project. But I want to see the project succeed. That's my number one goal, is to be part of the crew and to be part of the project and make it succeed.
Yeah, and I think that you, on these projects that you've invested in and you've come down and helped on, you become a big part of it, because you speed up the ability for the contractors to be able to focus on doing the work, whether they're removing and, you know, doing deconstruction process, or if they're in the process of, you know, putting the house back together, whatever it is. You know, they enjoy having you involved in the projects. So.
Well, let me just say this to anybody that's watching right now. Feel confident that you can trust in Scott Whitwam's projects that he's doing. Ask any questions you want. He doesn't have anything to hide. He will just tell you everything you need to know right up front. And I like the fact that he makes it available to the average person to get involved. It doesn't require $100,000 or $200,000 to get involved in the projects. So once again, if this is something you're thinking about or you're considering, take the next step. I think you'll enjoy it.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the Whitwam Wealth Real Estate Podcast. This is where we're building the blueprint to financial abundance, exploring mindsets and methods for wealth building through real estate. And thanks again, Dr. Strandholt, for being with us. It's been a real pleasure to have you on today.
Well, thank you again for having me.